Hello, I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be at a meeting today. Thanks for asking me. For me, I was fucked without ever having a drink in my system. Before I even had a drink, I was in a bad way. I was mentally wrong. And then put a drink on top of that, and you have no chance. Started drinking when I was about 15, 16. And I always remember the first time I drank, I drank a good bit and all the rest of them fell asleep. I knew then that I had a problem straight away with drink. About 18 then is when it really took off. I got a job. And every week I drank the money. Some weeks I didn't even pay my mother. I didn't pay any bills. At 18, I was just single and ready to mingle. And that's what I done. I think it was 8 or 9 years in that job, and I left it. I didn't even have a pair of socks when I left it. I had no money, nothing. And in that time, a lot of stuff had happened. The drinking was way out of control. I was homeless in that time. I was on life support machines, guards, barracks, oh, everything, mental hospitals. And I didn't see a problem with it. Once I had money, I was grand. If I didn't have money, I'd get money. I had only one friend in the world, and that was me. No one else cared. No, I didn't care about anyone else. That's how bad I've got with drink. I didn't love anyone. I didn't even love myself. I didn't respect anyone. All I wanted to do was just drink and take tablets or whatever, happened to get me out of me. I could not live it myself. And then, as the years went on, drinking got worse and worse and worse. I remember waking up as we were on a life support machine, and my mother and father were there. And I said, oh, fuck, I'm still alive. I said, they're not doing anything about it. And for 20 years, I'd done it myself. Well, I tried to do it myself. Every shortcut in the book, I tried 6 months free. I got 6 months, I got 9 months, I got 12 months. But at the end of it all, I always went back out. I always blamed someone else. Waiting for a row, fuck you. Going for a drink. And that's what I done. Then the disaster, then I kick off again. Talks about the allergy. That's what it is. And if it ruined me. Until one day I said, I remember the last time I had a drink. I was stood out in my backyard and I poured petrol over me and the light wouldn't work. And thank God it didn't. I tried everything to get that thing to work. That's how bad life I got for me. I didn't want to be here. And the next morning I got up and I said, I cannot do this anymore. So for 10 months I was sober. I done it on my own sober. No meetings, no nothing. But I was going to the pub every day drinking Lucas. And I said to myself, my head was still wrecked. I said, I cannot do this. So I decided, well, after 10 months doing it myself, I went to a treatment center for 3 months. And in there, I went in and they showed me a list of what they're doing in there. And they said, fucking meditation, mass, oh, for fuck's sake, like, what's this place? The rosary. I said, oh, no, this is like a cult here. I can't do this. She said, if you don't want to do it, you should go home. End of story. So I went along with it anyway. Like, I didn't like it, but I went along with it. But I got a lot of the group meetings up there and the counselors up there. And I'd done the 3 months and I came home and I went to AA. And they said to me, leaving, she said, you have all the tools now, off you go. I said, what kind of tools? The spanners and all that shit. Like, I didn't have a clue what she was on about. She said, no, you have the tools now. It's AA, off you go. Go out. They want to see you back here again. Won't ever aftercare. Off I went. I did the AA first meeting. I walked up the stairs and a fella said to me, you should be here 20 years ago. I was wanting to give him a box in the fucking head. I said to him, how dare you say that to me? I heard this keep on coming back shit. I said, keep on coming back to what? Didn't have a clue what the program or nothing. And eventually I looked up then, I seen the steps and I wanted to do step 8 first. So that'd be the easiest one. Make a list, it's handy. I said, you can't, you have to do the first 7 first before you get to that one. So I got a sponsor. And it was going okay. And then he started talking about God and all this fucking stuff. So I said, right, you're sacked. You're gone. Out the gap he went. Then I got another one. We went through the book and we went through the steps. It was my second time doing the steps. And I got the freedom I got out of doing that was unreal. Being honest, going through the whole fucking lot. He said to me after step 5, yeah, go sit for an hour on your own. And if you can do that with no thoughts in your head, you've done the step well. 4 and 5. I went off and sat there for an hour and no thoughts, no nothing. Freedom. And I said, lovely. This is good. And then I've learned then to give back as well. Like I sponsor 1 or 2 people. 1 or 2 of them didn't make it. Nothing I can do about that. I want to suggest to them what to do. It's up to them to put in the action and the work. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem telling someone to go away. Leave me alone. But long enough, I was a yes man. No, I'm not. I have my own voice. I was at a meeting there 2 weeks ago and they all wanted to go into a nightclub dancing. Like, and they said to me, come and dance. And I said, yeah, I'm not going dancing. So I don't need to go dancing. So when I went to a nightclub, I wanted to get drunk. I said, I'm an alcoholic. So they're not twinkle toes. So they say, come on, you coming? No, I said, I'm not going in. You go off and in and dance and do your own thing. Like, I do my own thing. If I want to go, I go. If I don't, I don't. I'm not just going to go in and just, because they're going in. What I do now is I get up every morning. I just say a prayer every morning. People bang on about 10 prayers and all this and that. I just say 1 or 2 small ones. Ask for help. Why? Because I cannot run the show. I'm a failed, flawed human being. Try to do it, doesn't work. Once I get it out of my head in the morning that I'm not in control, things work out better for me. Just hand it over. If I need help then, I just ask for help. If that don't work, I'll ring someone or I'll text someone. Something that I've never done before. I wouldn't ring anybody. Keep it all to myself and then go bananas. But now I can ring people. It's the best fellowship in the world. Went to a meeting, cost you nothing. Get out all that shit out of your head. Meet some very, very good people in there. Some honest people. Like all walks of life are in there. Some are bogeys I don't like. That's grand. I stay away from them. I don't have to like everyone in there. I go in there for myself. And life is very, very good. I'm enjoying life at the moment. I can't wait to get up some mornings and get out. And I have a job 2 or 3 days a week that I do. I come home. I relax. One of the best things this program has given me is peace of mind. Without that, you have nothing. You have to have peace of mind. And my mum and dad then can go to bed. There's going to be no one banging on the door, knocking on the door, windows broke, ambulances, guards, whatever. All that shit that goes along with being an alcoholic, a bad alcoholic. So I'm just glad to be here, don't I? Leave it at that. Thanks for asking me, Mark.